Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
This episode is brought to you by Carvana. They'll drive you happy. Carvana has purchased over 1 million cars from happy customers by giving them an offer within minutes. And they can do the same for you. Carvana will give you a real offer for your car within minutes. Then they'll come to pick up your car and pay you on the spot. So, to get a real offer on your vehicle in minutes, download the app or visit Carvana.com.
The old standards, like, there's so many that reach of that's how it's always been. Like, so it should be allowed. It's crazy. Because if you go back, like, slavery was around in the Bible times. Do you want people to bring that back? And, like, no, we've progressed as a society, and we can't just pick and choose which things are okay that we've recognized are wrong. We can't pick which things are acceptable and not. So, I mean, that's just crazy to me what some people are willing to say, hey, that's just how it is. That's how it's always been, blah, blah, blah.
Yo, Ahmad, can I get this PSA off real quick before I got a dip? If you feel like every time you have sex is transactional, you're doing something wrong. And if you need me to teach you how to talk to women, just slide in the old DMs there. I got you. You feel me? I'm still learning.
Look here.
I'm
still fine. No.
But you ain't got no game.
Man, every time you take a woman out, you paying for the damn thing.
No, oh, dog. Stop. You got to pay for pussy every time, fam? Bro,
if you paying for Tinder, dinner, you paying for it, bro. If you paying for dinner, DMs, bro, you paying for it.
It's not that hard. You don't got to pay to
stop. If you taking a chick out for dinner, you paying for the possibility.
Nah, bro, I'm not paying for shit.
You whack, son. No, you whack, son.
I'm whack.
You don't whack.
I ain't paying for
nothing. You whack, bro. You paying for the spaghetti, you paying for the pussy, okay?
If you cannot pull a woman without having to insert some financial...
Man, if you pay for dinner, you pay for it, bro. God damn, what is simple? Stop
calling. All right, man. Appreciate you, Simba. Who was next, T? It was Steve's because he raised his hand.
Steve and Jacob.
Because they're going to keep joining each other. And Simba and Zara, neither one of them going to stop. And Sid boiling. So I know when his hand, when we get to him, he going to, you got flame something. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you good, bro.
I thought I was in the blender. I'm in the parking garage. Just got off work. I've been listening for the past hour, and I've heard some of the most disgusting shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. This Browns fan, dude, he fucking lied. First off, he said that his boy told him what his civil case was, and he said he's gotten shit sent to him. He's a fucking liar. He's a fanboy. All right? The shit he did was fucked up.
Stop it.
You're a fanboy, bro.
You obviously don't know how civil lawsuits work, my guy.
I do.
I don't. Because like I said, if you knew, they mail that shit out to everybody. So before you speak on my name, get it right.
Mm-hmm. You're a fanboy.
Stop it.
I completely agree with what Simba said. Simba has literally hit this nail on the head. It's not the fact that he may or may not have done it, because he may or may not have. It's the fact that he has put himself in this situation to where we even have to question if he's done it. That is disgusting. As a athlete, you should know not to put yourself in these situations. You should know. And this whole you got to pay for pussy bullshit, that's disgusting, man. This isn't 1920. It's not legal in Vegas. It's legal on the outskirts of Vegas. That is literally the one place in America it is legal. That's disgusting. What he did was illegal, whether he sexually assaulted them or they consented to it. He paid for it. It's illegal. That's all I gotta say. This shit's disgusting.
Thank you, Simba. I mean, thank you.
Hey, yes.
Damn. Who was next?
Jacob.
Go ahead, Jacob.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try to not get heated because this is a subject that
Things. I'm gonna rotate. I'm gonna get 808s in here.
But I'm gonna try not to get too. I'm gonna try not to get too heated or emotional on this subject. But it's kind of close to home because my father works very closely with stopping sex trafficking there in Atlanta, Georgia, with a buddy of his. And y'all are talking about this paying for sex. It's been since the beginning of time, blah, 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 blah. Most cases, it's sex trafficking. It's not just paying for sex. It's sex trafficking. There's pimps involved. There's people who are either enticing these girls with a small sum of money or drugs. Like, y'all, the situations are separate when it comes to Deshaun because it's different than just paying for sex. But the fact that y'all are acting like this is so normal, man, that's sick. That's sick. There's young girls and young women out there getting completely taken advantage of for grown-ass men to make a profit on them. And y'all are out here acting like it's so normal. That's sick. Like, I know that some of y'all have daughters. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is sex trafficking out here, guys. Stop playing around. Like, that's dark. That's really dark. And you can laugh, Seth, but that's sick.
Appreciate you, Jacob. And yo, 808s, I know you say you might be having a meeting, man. Do you need to go ahead so you get to that meeting? Or you good?
Nah, man, I'm good. It was like 4 minutes of bullshit. They could have sent an email, man. You know how that go.
All right. Who hand was up by the Jacob?
It was Quasi.
Hello?
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, fellas, man? I like just getting in a small room of brothers. And I want to give some perspective on this on, like every side. Like, first off the rip, as someone that had my father personally come down to the private school and threaten a teacher to try to keep me after school in class to basically just physically whip my ass because I was acting up. My dad came the next day and said, do that again, I'm going to fuck you up. Teacher never tried me again. The biggest thing to learn from a case like this, if we go in the opposite direction against someone like Deshaun Watson, is that as a man, father, or custodian of a child, man or woman, if that person comes to you and say they're being abused, you have no other option but to believe them and do what you can to go against whoever they said the abuser was. Being that said, I don't know these women. I don't personally know Deshaun Watson. Now, I was sitting down with a lady friend of mine, used to be in the stripper game. Just so happens, she personally knew one of the women that are in the lawsuit, Crystal DeRosa. Could look her up. And she worked with her at the strip club. And she did not give a favorable representation of this woman's character, say the least. So when this case comes up, it's kind of like, in my perspective, he's got three hardcore or close to hardcore rape charges. And the rest is something of indecent exposure, which more than likely won't get you in jail. And it's kind of like, you look at it like, is this real or is this a strategy where we got a hard crime here and to show a pattern and beef up the hard crimes, we're going to try to bring people in that talk about you on lesser crimes. It's kind of like bringing in, you know, you got a DUI and they're trying to bring up like 18 speeding tickets or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't have like, and forgive me, I don't have like a full, like perfect analogy, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying. I definitely understand. Thanks.
Yeah, so it's like, and even looking at this case, it's like, I'm trying to look at the facts. And it seems like if you listen closely, you hear the facts that
all three of the women that suggested that he forcibly did something in the original lawsuit have come back in deposition more recently and said that there was no force and it was coercion, meaning he didn't physically force him to do anything. He talked to him. Now, everyone can have their opinion on paying for sex, but it is true. I agree with a lot of people in here where we got to start teaching men and women a new term in which I call AWE or awe. Who are you willing to be in awe with? Who are you willing to be alone without evidence with? Meaning if something go down, and it's been taught before, you know, this ain't rocket science. This is human behavior. Human behavior is simple as hell. We still got to figure out how the hell we're going to get off this planet when it's overpopulated. That's my thing, what I think about. But human behavior is simple. When we take for granted who we trust alone without any evidence, without any recordings, without any witnesses, or what could happen both ways. And men and women, we got to teach our kids not, you know, to take that very seriously and take advantage of the technology available.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I'm trying to be respectful, but what are you talking about, bro?
No, like, I'm talking about like...
This shit ain't going nowhere, man. You talking in a loop about nothing, man.
No, I'm talking about the case in general. The man put himself in a room with 22 different women. I'm actually supporting...
And you sitting up here with a fine-tooth comb, talking about you know people. We can't verify none of that shit, so I'm taking it with a grain of salt. Like, bro, honestly, you up here copping a defense for a dude that you don't even know.
No. I'm actually speaking on both sides.
There is no both sides. It's right.
I'm speaking to both sides in general, meaning that if all it takes is one case, one strong case to me with proper evidence.
And you know, there's women in the crowd, bro. And like, I'm really listening to a lot of y'all talk about this sensitive ass case. And, you know, honestly, you want to call everybody quote unquote brothers. I don't call people brothers that think like that. So,
Let me land my plane like this. Basically, all I'm saying is that I'm black and I've lived through some things and I've been through some things where you could be improperly accused. And
bro, we're not talking about public
cases like this.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about Deshaun Watson, the NFL superstar, bro. We don't know
Central Park 5. I thought I was going to finish real quick. I ain't going to be on it for long. I got to go. But I always got taken into account the Central Park Five and Brian Banks, who was a potential NFL star, where if all it took was one person in both of those cases, and mainly Brian Banks, and she was definitely lying. So in life, nothing is 100%. If he's guilty, I hope there's evidence to prove that. And I no sweat off my back if he goes to jail or anything else worse happens to him. If he's innocent, this is a wild case of anything. Of how someone, they could basically have three different cases or however, whatever, but it just could be just one where it's like really like, you know, some serious offenses and they pile other things into it as a legal strategy. That's all I'm going to say. I'm out.
All right. Appreciate you. Who was next?
Brian was up next and then said or breakthrough.
Before you jump in there, I just want to say, first of all, this has been a very informative, educational kind of conversation. I'm going to kick out. But I appreciate the men on here, good or bad. You're entitled to your opinion. Again, thanks for sharing the content in such an open way, guys. Chill.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you very much. All right, go ahead, BG.
Good afternoon, everybody. There's three things I want to touch on. And the first one is I agree with, I think it was Simba started the sentiment in the room of Deshaun and what we all know that he's dead wrong with, and that was keeping his circle way too big. Dude put himself way too much out there, and that just welcomes in a lot of bad things, okay? Whether it's this or whether it's that, it really doesn't matter. When you open up yourself and you're a star athlete like that, with all that kind of money, you're asking for problems, okay? So I 100% agree with that. As far as Browns fans go, okay, you got to go back to what C. Royal was talking about. Now, these are the things that we're hearing, right, about how Busby, when he took the case, he had one, then he had two, then he put ads out, right? ads out on Facebook, ads out on Instagram, took out a billboard, sent out letters. Well, that is what I think Breakthrough was trying to say earlier. That is very reminiscent of what a class action lawsuit is. Okay, you're inviting people into the lawsuit if you want to be a part of it. Here's what we got going on. What's your story? If you had one, come on in. Let's talk. Okay, that's reminiscent of it. You follow what I'm saying? So when we hear stuff like that, no wonder it got to 22, 23. It may get to 30. Who knows? Okay, because you're inviting people to the party, basically, is what it is. And then you hear some of the other stories like the depositions being changed, this, that, and the other thing. It puts doubt in your mind, right? And keep this in mind, too, as far as like what Browns fans are going through right now. They finally got a top five quarterback. They haven't had one since Bernie Kosar. They've been starving for this. And, I mean, let's face it. What we're seeing with Deshaun Watson at the age of 26 being moved never happens in the NFL. And let's also not forget, there was 13 teams in on this until it got down to four. So it wasn't like just the Browns were doing this and just the Browns were going after this. There was a whole lot of other teams in the NFL that were doing the same thing. So Browns fans are a little bit excited. And when they hear things that could possibly not exonerate but work in their quarterback's favor, of course they're going to talk about it. Of course they're going to look at it. In fact, even outside of the Cleveland Brown community, there's other fan bases that are thinking the same thing. There's a little bit of doubt out there. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. My whole thing is this. As a Browns fan, I want the civil cases to be heard, and I want the outcome from those jurors that are going to sit on that panel. Because I've said this before. I have stricken the word no from my vocabulary because I don't know anything. I wasn't there. Didn't see anything, wasn't in the room when the sessions were going on, haven't talked to any of the women, haven't talked to Deshaun, I don't know anything. All I can go on is what I hear, but what I have to trust is our judicial system, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, whether it's putrid or whether it's great, and we all know it has its flaws, that's all we have, right? As a society, that's all we have. Now, the court of public opinion, it don't matter if Deshaun goes in and is cleared on every single charge and exonerated from everything. The court of public opinion has already ruled. That man's going to wear this the rest of his life, no matter what. No matter what he does in life, somebody is always going to look at him sideways. So he's got to deal with that. So my whole thing is like this. Again, I want this to get through the court system before I can finally feel a certain way. Because to be honest, I don't know how to feel. I really don't. Right? I got two daughters, and I always told them, the second somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, you better run like hell. Because I know it could happen. I know it could happen. And I told my son, before you get yourself into a relationship, and before you decide to take some girl out on a date, and it's you and her one-on-one, and you want to feel, you know, you want to get a little feely-touchy, you better know that girl. You better know everything about that girl. Because you can get yourself in trouble that quick. So I'm just giving you guys a perspective from my perspective as a Browns fan. I would like to see this thing get through the court, render a decision, and whatever that decision is, then things should be handled accordingly from there. I hope that's fair. Thank you.
All right, say it. Go ahead, bro.
Number one, Ahmad, you need to filter out all these long-winded motherfuckers. Number two, there's a lot of simping going on in this space right now. Number three, where's that goofy that was talking about talk game and all that shit? I need him to speak up right now.
You, sir, get no bitches. That's the point of the matter. You get no business. I don't give a fuck what you got to say to me. You already convinced me. So anything you have to say now will further convince me. We talking about sexual assault, and you got the audacity to talk about simping. My nigga, literally, there's nothing you can say. I don't respect
you. Oh, there's a whole lot that I can say because all you speaking to me right now is broke nigga talk. That's it. Broke nigga talk.
As a man, I don't respect you.
Point blank. Cool. Don't respect. Cool.
Don't direct
who?
Me. Don't direct anything in my direction. I do not respect you.
I am directing you, you goofy ass nigga.
Don't
with that broke ass nigga talk. Come on with the broke nigga talk. But anyway,
I'm not understanding that, bro.
Hey, first off, nigga, I ain't your goddamn bro. So go ahead and cut that bullshit, all right?
I really do.
What you broke ass?
I really do, bro.
What you broke ass?
It's not a mile of power in this shit. Okay. It's crazy to me, dog. Yeah. We talk about.
Hey. All right, man. So I thought Sid was going to have something to say. I knew it was going to be something like that. But we're going to let the Breed Through podcast, we're going to let him get some bars off right quick, and then we're going to go to Carlos and Myron.
I ain't man, y'all see my hand up, bro.
Nah, I ain't see your hand, bro. Bruh,
come on, man.
I'm gonna come right back to you because I know you got some BS to say too. But I got you. Let the breathe through.
Yeah, I ain't done yet with that broke ass nigga.
Hey, said, calm down.
Bro. I'm broke because you got to pay for pussy. I'm broke because I can get pussy without paying for it. Unlike you, I'm broke because you. The only way you can get a woman to be somewhat aroused around you is by monetary fashion. That's what you're bragging about.
Money makes a bitch pussy more wet than your goddamn lame ass vernacular, nigga.
It's something else, dog. You niggas on Twitter. Boy,
hey, come on. Let me teach you a word that you can spit to these women out here. It's called pontificate, which what you're doing right now, which is fucking lying. Cut the bullshit. Now stop pontificating and kill your goofy ass on. Broke ass nigga. Yeah, broke
you got,
ass nigga. Broke nigga talk. Broke nigga talk. I'm you? Done.
Do you have to pay for her to kiss you? Do you have to pay for her to kiss you, my nigga? Do you add extra for her to lie to you and say that it's good? Is that part of the package they have, my nigga? Fuck is wrong with you niggas, man? Bro, stop talking to me. Talk to these other niggas. Not me. Not I.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you, pussy ass. Here. Hey, drop the address.
Bro,
I'll be right to you, nigga.
You pay for pussy. You are proud of paying for pussy, my nigga. Are you dumb? Are you daft? Are you dull?
And I'm proud, too.
Hey, yo, let's get back to the topic, man. Instead of the back and forth at each other, just get back to the topic, man.
Hey, breathe through. I got to restore.
That was something. So I gotta make one thing straight because before I was taken off earlier, I had crazy claims that were thrown at me and I wasn't given the chance to respond to it. So I'm gonna say this. So Sales, with all due respect, I'm gonna say this. You are a Ravens fan, and I'm gonna just straight throw it like this. You know, I think it's funny when a lot of fan bases want to look at anybody who has a different perspective from them that all of a sudden that they're some, you know, weird, you know, like some weirdo or everything else like that. Let's not sit here and act like your organization doesn't have their own problems over there. Cause trust me, I can get into it, but I'm not. Like I said, if I feel strongly about it, that's totally fine. That's my prerogative at the end of the day. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to say it. My biggest thing is, at the end of the day, if I want to go into these spaces and I want to go into detail about it, then that's so be it. That's another story. I'm gonna just say this. So I think my biggest thing that I've taken away from all this is that truly, that like this whole situation, like I said, like I don't know how a lot of other people, you know, been raised, but I know for me, like I said, if I truly felt. And people may feel otherwise, but I, like I said, if something happens to me, like as a child or whether as an adult or whatever, my first instinct is if I'm truly, like I said, and people might feel, and I'm not marginalizing anybody. I don't want anybody to get that mixed up here. I'm truly not. I'm just saying if something were to happen to me where I truly felt like I was truly traumatized, like I said, the first person I'm not going to is a lawyer. I'm not. I'm sorry. And like I said, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to stand on it. At the end of the day, my biggest thing is it just this whole situation in general, like I said, whether it's the 23 people who are added on by the 5 billboards or whatever, like I said,
My biggest thing is this. Yes, it's great. It's a gray area on both sides. For everybody who's sitting here and saying and who's so ready to pick up for these women, who, like I said, you don't even know.
So ready to pick up, yo, bro. We can't allow, bro. We gotta stop this, bro.
You just gotta shut up, bro.
Insert foot in your mouth. Nah, bro. This is a recording space.
That's totally fine. Like I said,
with the most disrespectful, stupid as fuck.
I got women in my life.
All right. I feel like Shell should talk because it's like, bro, y'all niggas, bro. I done had somebody told me that we were simping, that me not wanting to pay for pussy's broke activities and not having to pay. Like the dog.
I give everybody else the respect that they deserve.
You're saying the same thing over and over again.
I'm just sitting here. I'm just sitting here saying there is a gray area on both ends. For anybody is going to sit here and...
Yo, the breaking process.
Get Sean's dick out your mouth. Fuck.
Yo, Steam, chill. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a dialogue.
Can I just say something and then I'm going to drop off and I'm leaving the space because I'm getting a headache. I'm going to address Breakthrough's comment with me being a Ravens fan. Yes, I'm a Ravens fan. And yes, my organization has had situations where whether it was domestic abuse or whatever it is. But there is no proof that you can find on my Twitter space when Ray Rice or whomever, okay, was accused of beating on his wife before the video came out, okay, that I was caping for him. When the video came out, first of all, when news came out and he was suspended, I was all in agreement of him being suspended and making sure his suspension was even longer. And then when the video came out, I was in all favor of him being thrown off the team. And I love me some Ray Rice. Okay. So we're not going to sit here and you're going to do this tit for tat BS with me with, oh, well, the Ravens, almost every single NFL team has some type of issue with whether it's domestic abuse, whether it's drug use, whether it's whatever it is. So we're not going to sit here and act like because I'm a Ravens fan and you're a Bronx fan that I'm saying it, that Deshaun, okay, should have known better to put himself in a situation like that. Even prefaced with saying I was a die-hard Deshaun Watson fan. I supported Deshaun when he was in college. I was happy for him when he was drafted. When he tore his ACL, I was in tears because he was having a phenomenal... I was ready for him to just come into the league and just do a phenomenal job. So I'm not saying this because it's the Browns, okay? I'm saying it because me as a person, I've read certain things. Okay, I'm also a woman. I've also worked with women and men and children who are, or well, I currently still work with them, who are being abused, okay? And my issue with your comment was you saying why, if someone is abused, why didn't they go to whatever? Why didn't they say something? Most women that are abused, let me finish, okay?
All right.
Most women that are abused do not come forward and say anything to anyone because most people do not get the support. Like exactly what's going on right now. You keep going back and forth and saying there's...
Most women end up blaming themselves. Most women end up blaming themselves. So it's like...
Let me get this off before you. They left out laughing. So for anybody who honestly sits here and tells me that, like you were so trumped,
hey, bro, you and the blender, bro. Hey, look,
you're breaking up.
That's God saving you, bro. That's God saving you. No.
Hey, Simba, go ahead.
All right. So first and foremost, the idea that we're not going to take up for these women,
that statement just sounds awful, right?
Have you thought about
it? Yeah, let me talk.
That's what I'm saying. Have you thought about that?
Can I talk, brother?
Go ahead, somebody.
All right, so my point is, my point has been the same. Regardless of whether the accusations, the allegations are false or not, you put yourself in that situation by moving the way you move. So defending it by saying, oh, people pay for pussy all the time, or defending it by saying, oh, some of these women are lying, you put these women in a position to be able to lie on you because you were moving morally incorrect. If you was moving the right way, if you were not doing the things that you were doing at any point in time, none of this would have came up.
Okay, then let's talk about these women's decision making to lie.
Finish, bitch ass nigga. Can I finish? At this point, I'm not
your man. Shut the fuck up.
At this point, I'm tired of this shit, fam.
Hey, Simba, go
ahead. Bro, I'm not, bro. I'm tired of it, fam. I'm sick and tired of it, dog. Like, this nigga really gonna sit here and tell me I'm broke because you feel like paying for pussy is normal? You feel like you have to pay for pussy, so
yo,
you
want to come at me weird?
You want to come at me sideways?
Bro.
I'm not going for it, bro.
You got to twist it, bro. See, first of all, wait, bro. Nah, man, I had my hand up for like 30 minutes, fam.
Nah, hold on, bro. There were other people in front of you that hadn't said nothing.
I roasted 30 minutes, bro.
Bro, it was people in front of you that had not spoke.
Bro, oh my God.
Same thing, bro.
Nah, bro. Y'all playing a game today, man.
How long
is y'all? We playing the game.
Get your balls off my nigga. I put my hand up. Said took his down and then put him up. You still called on. I'm just trying to be polite, bro. I just got one thing to say, bro.
I'm gonna finish. Can I finish my point? And I'm gonna let y'all go off because at the end of the day, I feel like it's just a difference of opinion. It's a difference of upbringing, and y'all have y'all opinion and. Whatever anybody else tell y'all is not going to change it. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to leave this conversation with the same thinking. So it's a waste of spit and it's a waste of time. But my opinion, at the end of the day, he would not have all these accusations if he was not moving the way he did. Right? You can feel like...
And bro, and I completely agree with you on that point.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? And my point is, I apologize for disrespecting you or whatever, right? My point is, the painful pussy shit, bro... You don't have to. You don't necessarily have to if you move in the right way. The things that you shouldn't have to look at a date as paying for pussy. If you feel like, oh, damn, I got to take her on a date just to have sex, then that maybe that's not the woman you should be fucking with. You should be looking forward to doing shit like that. Looking at it in the
perspective
of, okay, I got to do this to get sex is weird to me. It's Simba. Weird. It is.
Men date for sex, women date for resources. No, how is that a hard concept?
That's not true.
All right, man. We got hands up. Zara, say what you guys say. Carlos, you next, and then Trayvon.
Thank you, brother. Now, when people say, pay, y'all taking it out of proportion, the whole point of dating somebody is to basically, have kids, whatever, longevity. You can't tell me, and it's a bad way to put it, paying for sex. Our mothers and fathers went out on a date, right? The man is expected to pay. Point blank. I don't care how you cut it. He's paying for dinner. He's paying for the movie. Now, if sex happens at the end of the night, basically, you just pay for sex still.
No.
That's what it is, right there, bro.
Cesar, can I say why down, it's not that?
That's how simple as it gets right there, bro.
Can I say why it's not that?
It's simple. Let him it's rebuttal. Simple. I'm done. That's all I had to say.
Why it's not that is if you
it's
take somebody
all
if
the
you,
time, but you're still you take, paying in if, the long run.
If you're taking somebody on a date, you should do that because it's something you want to do.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It's the same. Take sex out of it. You should
hell
be thinking
no,
about
bro,
it.
Hell no.
It's the
same, if I'm
bro,
taking a woman out on a date, take somebody up with the sex. Point blank, period.
Bro. We can't hear y'all. Nobody's point is getting heard. You know what I mean? Like nobody at all. Carlos, go ahead, bro. Cause they just gonna talk over each other.
So, bro, I feel a little responsible here for like I work with middle schoolers, right? And I've seen kids at my school, I've seen boys get in trouble because the way that they've touched females. And, you know, they've been like, hey, you know, we was playing around. She did this first, so I did that, blah, blah, blah. And, you know what I'm saying? And I try to teach these guys at a young age. I'm like, look, man, when you're a dude and you put yourselves in those situations, like, you got to understand, like, you don't get the benefit of the doubt. And I work at a school that's predominantly Black and Hispanic. And we had a situation that even happened this year where a boy, like a girl, claimed that he did something. And, like, you know, he swore up and down, you know, and it came out that he didn't do anything. But this kid got jumped over it. This kid got put out of school for a little bit. And it was like, I was like, yo, you got to understand, like, what were you doing when you did? And he told me a little bit. And I'm like, look, man, when you put yourself in that situation, sometimes the way in which you move, right? And I think this is what Simba was like, the way in which you move opens up the door for a lot of things. And a lot of the times, and I've heard people say this in here, as minority men, you don't get the benefit of the doubt a lot of times, right? And I think it's important, like, I know that kids sometimes are younger, you know, teenagers stuff get into these spaces. And if we're out here saying the message of, like, you know, paying for pussies how you get it or whatever, and, like, we got to be real careful about these messages that we're putting out there and these vibes that we're putting out there and these stances that we're taking, because, like, you got to understand, like, people are going to hear this and people are going to, you know, kids are going to hear this. People are going to base their life off of this, right? And you look at kids, especially kids who play sports, right? Obviously, they look up to athletes and stuff, right? And they see an athlete doing something. They see them living in some way, right? Then they assume that, hey, that's part of the lifestyle or that's acceptable or things like that. So if we sit up in here and say, like, we start promoting that some things are our right to do or that's just how it is, you're setting the next generation up for a lot of failure. You're setting a lot of young Black men, young minority men up for failure with this mindset of, like, that's how it's supposed to be or that's acceptable. And I think it's really important to also put out there, like, most of us in here aren't open here saying Deshaun is guilty. Like, we're not in a position to say that. I think a lot of the people in here are just saying, like, yo, the way in which he was moving, the situation he was putting himself in, the way he went about going things did not put himself in a position to where, like, for him to come out as, hey, he had nothing to do with this. This is all a witch hunt, things like that, whatever. He, by the way in which he was moving and going about things, he opened the door for potential like this to happen is the thing.
All right. Go ahead, Trayvon.
I'm here. First of all, I just want to start off by saying when this whole story broke, I blindly sided with Deshaun Watson being that, you know, the status as a football star, you know, his college legacy, all of that. But I, you know, I had to look at the details. I had to look at the facts. I had to look at myself. And some of the stuff that's, like, normalized in our society, especially in the social media era and stuff like that. And just in, like, the Black culture, like, we normalize a lot of the stuff that isn't accepted by society. And I think a lot of people need to look at themselves, look at our thought process. I mean, it's been some, Carlos keep making great points. But this has been a great educational space. But I think the NFL let this get completely out of hand. I think Deshaun should have been dealt an indefinite suspension, at least until the case was completely resolved. He signed his contract with Cleveland, and then a new allegation pop out. That's nuts. I'm not saying I believe he's guilty. I don't know. I wasn't there. But when it get to, I mean, it's not like we're talking about, like, one woman or two. It's 20-something, like, two dozen. Like, you really got, you know, you can't judge a person. I don't even know how to put it. It's such a difficult topic. We don't know all the facts.
You're not trying. You don't want to crucify.
Yeah, we don't know all the facts. You feel me? And, you know, that can mean you that, you know, he's not guilty. You feel me? That they all lying. But, you know, Deshaun Watson, he's known for his great personality and his great persona. And it's some of the worst people in history, you know, they always talk about Ted Bundy was so charming and he was a monster. You know, sometimes we got to look at it for what it is and try to stay neutral. I don't know, man. It's overwhelming. It's a frustrating topic. It's sad to see him going through it. But like y'all said, he put himself in this situation. There's no way that he didn't know better. You know, he's so smart. You know, he display it every time he talk. He's just a wise young man. You know, he do the Habitat for Humanity thing in his home. You know, he do great community work and stuff like that. So I don't understand how he allowed himself to get in this position. And now that we're here, we got to look at it for what it is, you know. And that's all I want to say. Sometimes people get so caught up on dying on the hill and sometimes and stuff like that, but not every hill is worth dying on, you know. So try to open your minds up to new information, you feel me? Be teachable, be coachable, you know, all that stuff. You know, that don't stop when you a kid, you know. That's a great quality to have in life, you know. Always be, you know, willing to learn. You feel me? This has been a great educational space for me. I always appreciate when Ballhawk hop on these things, you feel me? And don't get caught up in a debate so much, you feel me? Like I said, this stuff recorded. You never know what could happen in the future. Even if I don't agree with you, I don't wish nothing on nobody, you feel me? So just be smart. And just open your mind. That's all I want to say, bro.
Appreciate you, dog. Hey, go ahead, breathe through.
Nah, I mean, he made a lot of, you know, really good points there. Like I said, for me personally, like I said, this whole situation, like I said, you know, it's unfortunate that it even happened, you know. You would never think, like he said, basically, you would never think that, you know, someone who, like I said, does so much work to give back, this, that, and the other, you know, that it would, they would, you know, possibly put themselves in this situation. I think, when I think about this, because I think another part of the, conversation that we're having is not only, you know, possibly, you know, I just think, for me personally, a lot of what the NFL is going to, you know, do in terms of, like I said, possibly handing down suspension, that's going to ultimately, because like I said, these cases don't go to trial until next year, around like February or March of next year. So I think a lot of what, depending on when it comes to the NFL and they have an middleman, I guess you could say, who's going to really sit down. Like it's someone from the U.S. Senate or something like that. So it's going to recommend a suspension. I think for us, you know, as people, you know, they get the same information, the court system and everybody else get, they get the same documents. So what I'm saying is, I think personally, they're going to sit down, they're going to look at this, and this is going to be very telling to where these cases might possibly go. If it's possibly something to where, you know, it's a longer suspension than we all thinking about, then, you know, that may be something that's.
Can I ask you a question? Real talk. You seem like you're more worried about the football implications of everything. Problem at hand, because you keep bringing the football into it.
You're so ready to jump down my throat. If you would let me finish, I don't disrespect anybody else. So give me my time. Even if you don't agree with me, give me my time. So what I'm saying is this. I'm saying, truly, like I said, it's going to, because this is a part of the conversation. Last I checked on the title, it says Deshaun Watson, a suspension game, and everything else like that. So it's not like I'm talking out my ass here. So what I'm saying is, I truly do believe it's going to have a lot of, like, meaning to where these cases might possibly go. Because I think if it comes out that, like I said, the NFL – gives him a year or whatever, or it's gonna mean a lot into what it is. And if it also comes out that they possibly give him next to none, that also is something to where we have to sit down as people and look at it from a standpoint of, you know, like, damn, like is there something that we're not seeing here? Because everybody can say they read the documents and everything else like that, but the only people who have true access to all of it are the people who are literally going through it and making the decisions. So what I'm saying is, basically, like, at the end of the day, I just think for a lot of us, we just have to truly have an open mind. And like I said, yeah, you know, if you put yourself in this situation, then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to come out. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people are so, like, they're so hemmed up on the mindset of him that we're also not thinking to ourselves. Like, there are so many people, or I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to keep it short. And I think
it's crazy to me, like, hearing what some things we will excuse, but like you got to take into account, like, there are things, and our nation is even showing this more than ever. Like, there are progression movements that are trying to be made, right? And if we sit up here and try to govern things by the old standards, like, there's so many that reach of that's how it's always been, like, so it should be allowed. It's crazy. Because if you go back, like, slavery was around in the Bible times. Do you want people to bring that back? And, like, no, we've progressed as a society, and we can't just pick and choose which things are okay that we've recognized are wrong. We can't pick which things are acceptable and not. So, I mean, that's just crazy to me what some people are willing to say, hey, that's just how it is. That's how it's always been, blah, blah, blah.
Yo, Ahmad, can I get this PSA off real quick before I got a dip? If you feel like every time you have sex is transactional, you're doing something wrong. And if you need me to teach you how to talk to women, just slide in the old DMs there. I got you. You feel me? I'm still learning.
Look here.
I'm
still fine.
No. But you ain't got no game.
Man, every time you take a woman out, you pay for the damn
no. Oh, dog. Stop. You got to pay for pussy every time, man? Bro,
if you paying for Tinder, dinner, you paying for it, bro. If you paying for dinner, DMs, bro, you paying for it.
It's not that hard. You don't got to pay to
stop. You, if you taking a chick out for dinner, you paying for the bitches, possibility.
Nah, bro, I'm not paying for
you
shit.
Whack, son. No, you whack, son.
I'm whack. I ain't paying for that.
You whack, bro. You paying for the spaghetti, you paying for the pussy, okay?
If you cannot pull a woman without having to insert some financial...
Man, if you pay for dinner, you pay for it, bro. God damn, what is simple? Stop calling.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Simba. Who was next, T? It was Steve's because he raised his hand.
Steve and
Jacob.
Because
they're going to keep joining each other. And Simba and Zara, neither one of them going to stop. And said boiling. So I know when his hand, when we get to him, he going to, you got flame something. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you good, bro.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. I thought I was in the blender. I'm in the parking garage. Just got off work. I've been listening for the past hour, and I've heard some of the most disgusting shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. This Browns fan, dude, he fucking lied. First off, he said that his boy told him what his civil case was, and he said he's gotten shit sent to him. He's a fucking liar. He's a fanboy. All right? The shit he did was fucked up.
Stop it.
You're a fanboy, bro.
You obviously don't know how civil lawsuits work, my guy.
I do.
If you knew, they mail that shit out to everybody. So before you speak on my name, get it right.
Mm-hmm. You're a fanboy.
Stop it.
I completely agree with what Simba said. Simba has literally hit this nail on the head. It's not the fact that he may or may not have done it, because he may or may not have. It's the fact that he has put himself in this situation to where we even have to question if he's done it. That is disgusting. As a athlete, you should know not to put yourself in these situations. You should know. And this whole you got to pay for pussy bullshit, that's disgusting, man. This isn't 1920. It's not legal in Vegas. It's legal on the outskirts of Vegas. That is literally the one place in America it is legal. That's disgusting. What he did was illegal, whether he sexually assaulted them or they consented to it. He paid for it. It's illegal. That's all I got to say. This shit's disgusting.
Thank you, Sim. I mean, thank you.
Yes.
Damn. Who was next?
Jacob.
Go ahead, Jacob.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try to not get heated because this is a subject that
let me hey things. I'm gonna rotate. I'm gonna get 808s in here.
But I'm gonna try not to get too. I'm gonna try not to get too heated or emotional on this subject. But this is it's kind of close to home because my father works very closely with stopping sex trafficking there in Atlanta, Georgia. with a buddy of his, and y'all are talking about this, just paying for sex. It's been since the beginning of time, blah, 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 blah. Most cases, it's sex trafficking. It's not just paying for sex. It's sex trafficking. There's pimps involved. There's people who are either enticing these girls with a small sum of money or drugs. Like, the situations are separate when it comes to Deshaun, because it's different than just paying for sex. But the fact that y'all are acting like this is so normal, man, that's sick. That's sick. There's young girls and young women out there getting completely taken advantage of for grown-ass men to make a profit on them. And y'all are out here acting like it's so normal. That's sick. Like, I know that some of y'all have daughters. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is sex trafficking out here, guys. Stop playing around. Like, that's dark. That's really dark. And you can laugh, Seth, but that's sick.
Appreciate you, Jacob. And yo, 808s, I know you say you might be having a meeting, man. Do you need to go ahead so you get to that meeting? Or you good?
Nah, man, I'm good. It was like 4 minutes of bullshit. They could have sent an email, man. You know how that go.
All right. Who hand was up about the Jacob?
It was Quasi.
Hello?
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, fellas, man? I like just getting in a small room of brothers. And I want to give some perspective on this on, like every side. Like, first off the rip, as someone that had my father personally come down to the private school and threaten a teacher to try to keep me after school in class to basically just physically whip my ass because I was acting up. My dad came the next day and said, do that again, I'm going to fuck you up. Teacher never tried me again. The biggest thing to learn from a case like this, if we go in the opposite direction against someone like Deshaun Watson, is that as a man, father, or a custodian of a child, man or woman, if that person comes to you and say they're being abused, you have no other option but to believe them and do what you can to go against whoever they said the abuser was. Being that said, I don't know these women. I don't personally know Deshaun Watson. Now, I was sitting down with a lady friend of mine, used to be in the stripper game. Just so happens, she personally knew one of the women that are in the lawsuit, Crystal DeRosa. Could look her up. And she worked with her at the strip club. And she did not give a favorable representation of this woman's character, say the least. So when this case comes up, it's kind of like, in my perspective, he's got three hardcore or close to hardcore rape charges. And the rest is something of indecent exposure, which more than likely won't get you in jail. And it's kind of like, you look at it like, is this real or is this a strategy where we got a hard crime here, and to show a pattern and beef up the hard crimes, we're going to try to bring people in that talk about you on lesser crimes. It's kind of like bringing in, you know, you got a DUI and they're trying to bring up like 18 speeding tickets or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't have like, and forgive me, I don't have like a full, like perfect analogy, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying. I definitely understand.
Yeah, so it's like, and even looking at this case, it's like, I'm trying to look at the facts. And it seems like if you listen closely, you hear the facts that all three of the women that suggested that he forcibly did something in the original lawsuit have come back in deposition more recently and said that there was no force and it was coercion, meaning he didn't physically force him to do anything. He talked to him. Now, everyone can have their opinion on paying for sex, but it is true. I agree with a lot of people in here where we got to start teaching men and women a new term in which I call AWE or awe. Who are you willing to be in awe with? Who are you willing to be alone without evidence with. Meaning, if something go down, and it's been taught before, you know, this ain't rocket science. This is just human behavior. Human behavior is simple as hell. We still got to figure out how the hell we're going to get off this planet when it's overpopulated. That's my thing, what I think about. But human behavior is simple. When we take for granted who we trust alone without any evidence, without any recordings, without any witnesses, or what could happen both ways. And men and women, we got to teach our kids not, you know, to take that very seriously and take advantage of the technology available.
Yo, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I'm trying to be respectful, but what are you talking about, bro?
No, like, I'm talking about like...
This shit ain't going nowhere, man. You talking in a loop about nothing, man.
Now, I'm talking about the case in general. The man put himself in a room with 22 different women. I'm actually supporting...
And you sitting up here with a fine-tooth comb, talking about you know people. We can't verify none of that shit, so I'm taking it with a grain of salt. Like, bro, honestly, you up here copping a defense for a dude that you don't even know.
No. I'm speaking on both sides. Speaking on both sides.
There is no both sides. It's right.
I'm speaking to both sides in general, meaning that if all it takes is one case, one strong case to me with proper evidence.
And you know, there's there's women in the crowd, bro. And like, I'm really listening to a lot of y'all talk about this sensitive ass case. And, you know, honestly, you want to call everybody quote unquote brothers. I don't call people brothers that think like that. So,
Basically, all I'm saying is that I'm black and I've lived through some things and I've been through some things where you could be improperly accused. And
bro, we're not talking about public
cases like this.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about Deshaun Watson, the NFL superstar, bro. We don't know
Central Park 5. I thought I was going to finish real quick. I ain't going to be on it for long. I got to go. But I always got taken into account the Central Park Five and Brian Banks, who was a potential NFL star, where if all it took was one person in both of those cases, and mainly Brian Banks, and she was definitely lying. So in life, nothing is 100%. If he's guilty, I hope there's evidence to prove that. And I no sweat off my back if he goes to jail or anything else worse happens to him. If he's innocent, this is a wild case of anything. Of how someone, they could basically have three different cases or whatever, but it just could be just one where it's like really like, you know, some serious offenses and they pile other things into it as a legal strategy. That's all I'm going to say. I'm out.
All right. Appreciate you. Who was next?
Brian was up next.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.